Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. Happy Monday. 15 minutes away from the start of Monday Night Football action between the Arizona Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys. We'll keep you up to date here on the airwaves when the game gets started. No Kyler Murray, still out with that foot injury. Dallas Cowboys trying to bounce back from that beating that they took at the hands of the Denver Broncos last week. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. You know, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we had a great chat. Thank you oh so much to Andrew Destin for joining us. Covers all things Washington sports for the Associated Press. He came through to have a chat with us about the Seahawks. Thank you to him. We talked about Marvin Harrison Sr. saying, man, I can't even sit down and watch the Cardinals games. I can't watch. Ouch. It's bad. Marvin Harrison Jr. will be in action in Dallas tonight for the Cardinals. We talked about the Dodgers winning the World Series. We got some other baseball news today as we've had multiple players, you know, opt out of their contracts, trying to get some big deals this offseason. Let's see if it actually happens. And how about this? In 20 minutes from now, we'll have a conversation. Sam Bruckhaus is going to join us from Sumer Sports. NFL trade deadline is tomorrow. I know Sumer Sports is going to have a trade deadline show. And so, yeah, we got a lot to get into before we roll out. Of course, next hour, we'll take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot to do. If you want to call up, you can be a part of the show. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man, we talked about some winners today, right? Buffalo Bills are winners. Eagles are winners. Chiefs, historically winners. Not right now. I mean, they got a record of 5-4. And then the ultimate winners are the Dodgers, right? They had the parade today. They had the rally, the championship celebration. And we should really just get used to it. You know, we talked about the Buffalo Bills and the Ravens. We had a couple of callers. Shout-outs to Marty. You know, from New York, he's saying the Lions. There's always these teams that you're just waiting to see if they get over the hump. And then there's some teams that just, they're over the hump and they're beating everybody's ass. That's the Dodgers. Like, to have no competition. And we haven't seen anything. See, Yankee fans were, and Yankee fans, I think, are still spoiled. You know, there's a generation of Yankee fans. There are enough of them. I think the average age of a viewer of baseball, I think, is between like 50 and 60 years old. So there's plenty of people who remember the Yankees just beating the living hell out of everybody in the late 90s and the early 2000s. Okay, people remember that. A lot of Yankee fans remember that. And a lot of Yankee fans are spoiled about it. But where a lot of them just don't get it, you can win 90-plus games every single season. But it is such an anomaly to go on a run where you're just winning a championship every single year. It was as good as it was going to be in the late 90s for the Yankees, and they've been good, but they haven't been able to get over the hump. I don't think it's so much about the manager, Aaron Boone. I think there's some roster construction issues, but it is just not plausible for a team to just be that good all the damn time. We've seen this with the New England Patriots. To have a team, and they went through a stretch where they weren't winning a championship every year, but to be in competition for 20 damn seasons and walk away with 7 rings out of 9 appearances, that's a good damn deal. Don't expect it again. It's the same thing that we have right now with the Dodgers. We're in the midst of the Dodgers just beating the living hell out of everybody. Okay, they just won their 2nd straight World Series. They won their 3rd since 2020 in that pandemic year. They have won, 13 straight times they've gone to the playoffs. They won the National League West 12 out of the last 13 years, and it doesn't appear that they're going to slow down at all, period. I mean, you had Shohei Ohtani talking to the fans today in English, and even Shohei Ohtani is just like, listen, guys, I want to win a 3rd one. Listen to this.
I want to say that I'm so proud of this team. And then I want to say you guys are the greatest fans in the world. And then I'm ready to get another ring next year. Let's go.
He's ready to get another ring. And who's going to stop them from getting another ring? I don't know. I mean, you got Freddie Freeman out here, who, by the way, you know, he's not in his prime, but he's still damn good, an all-star caliber player. You know, Freddie Freeman, he spoke as well, and he's just like, listen, guys, I know we just won. It's time to come back for next year and win another one.
Thank you, Los Angeles. Like Mookie said, ever since I got here, we started winning. And there is nothing better than hoisting up these trophies for you guys. Just like Stan said, over 4 million of you came to watch us play this year, and we delivered. Job in 2024 done. Job in 2025 done. Job in 2026 starts now.
Yeah, the Dodgers are in that space. They're there. The Dodgers are in the same space as the Yankees. Okay, I mean, pick a Bulls three-peat champion. Okay, they're right there with them. It looked like the Golden State Warriors. Like, the Dodgers are not going anywhere. And then today, because now the World Series is over, and we knew this was going to be the case, we learned about a lot of players who have opted out of their contracts, and they'll be looking for big deals this offseason. Alex Bregman, we knew he was going to be gone from the Red Sox, or he's going to hope for a bigger deal. What a mess that was, by the way. I'd be here forever. Botcher, how big of a mess was that? You bring in Bregman, you're ticking people off, he ends up leaving, and now you got to fill 2 spots. You thought you had 2.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing. I'm assuming they thought that he wasn't going to opt out, trying to look for longer than another 2-year contract. But in the same process, you lied to your franchise player in Rafael Devers to the point where he wouldn't
try.
That wasn't even quit. It's worse than quitting. He gave up even trying to cooperate with you. And you got back nothing in return, basically. You're screwed. And now he's going to opt out and most likely go to a franchise that's going to probably see what he did this year and be like, yeah, we can see that can fill a gap for us. Maybe the Tigers go after him again.
Yeah, pretty crazy that you got Bregman out here. And who knows, he might end up back with the Red Sox, but pretty hilarious that they, at this point as it stands right now, the Red Sox don't have Devers or Bregman. Cody Bellinger also opting out of his deal with the New York Yankees. Cody Bellinger should have plenty of options. Former Dodger here, former MVP, kind of crazy to think about that. But Cody Bellinger, the fact that he plays multiple positions, he should get picked up. Pete Alonso, we knew that he was going to opt out of his contract with the New York Mets. He's going to look for a deal. They also lost Edwin Diaz. You know, Edwin Diaz is going to be looking for a new contract as well. And so, you got Kyle Tucker out here as well. Who knows? And maybe the Dodgers just pick up all these guys. I have no idea. I'll tell you this much. Over the past several seasons, we have seen just baseball teams be very, very slow when it comes to free agency. These massive, gigantic contracts can go to Soto, it can go to Ohtani, but for the most part, there's a reason why a guy like Alex Bregman has to settle for a short deal, gets his contract right before the season starts. Like, the owners are trying to nickel and dime the players the best way possible. And it's going to be very interesting to see what type of contracts or deals any of these dudes get, because everybody is expecting a work stoppage in another two seasons or the season after this one. And so it's going to be interesting to see who's getting a deal, how long a deal is going to be, because the economics in baseball, and we've had this conversation here, it's not sustainable. Like, what is Alex Bregman going to get? Is anybody locking him up for a long-term, four-year, five-year deal? I'd be surprised. We may have to wait until right before the season as well, as the owners are trying to squeeze the players. And, I mean, we've had the Players Association and Tony Clark pretty much come out, I feel like, on an annual basis at this point and tell everybody, hey, what the owners are doing basically amounts to collusion. You can't do that. Not fair. Ibacha, you think these guys are going to go like hotcakes? They're going to make everybody wait again, huh?
I think that they're going to go for one-year large contracts. Or, realistically speaking, you want long-term stability. But would I be surprised if these lower-tier franchises like the Pirates, Marlins, they're not spending anyway? They're not going to go out there and try to get a guy for a long-term. Maybe you see the Dodgers try to do a one-year massive deal with Kyle Tucker You're losing Kershaw on the books, Conforto, a couple other guys. So it's just, you might see either two things. A very long-term deal for short AAV just to get along as much money as possible before the new salary cap. Or you can see giant one-year deals and try to play it off to after the new CBA, you can fix your future there.
Yeah, but listen, man, we are heading into doomsday, all right? We got one more year left under this CBA. I think that we're going to end up with guys. It used to be you get a contract done in December, okay? Everybody takes a little bit of a breather. You kind of blink, get through the holidays, and boom, you got contracts that are being signed in December. Guys know where they're going to be. For the past couple of seasons, these deals have bled into February. Like right up and into training camp or spring training, just because it's like, hey, we're not going to sign you to this cash. You need a job. Well, now you're beholden to us. It's not so much negotiating. Do you want to play this season? Yes or no? Like, even looking at a guy like Pete Alonso, who's now on the other side of 30, like, he can go out there and mash. You know, he'll get you 30 to 40 home runs. He'll drive in 100 plus RBIs. You going to trust him on defense? You know, what's the premium? Oh, how about that? Botch, is that Bush? Yeah, it is Bush.
Oh, yeah, he is there on the sideline talking to Dak.
Yeah. What is President and Laura, his wife? They look good. God bless them. What the heck are they doing? I know they live in Dallas. But what the heck are they doing?
Good question. Probably just stopping by to say hi to Jerry.
Saying how? I don't know. Is President Bush going to flip a coin or something like that?
Maybe. I don't know. They cut the commercial really quick, so I don't know if they do the coin toss on TV anymore.
Yeah. You know, you're watching football. You never know what the hell you're going to get. We literally just went from a shot of George Bush to Eli Manning and Danny DeVito. Didn't expect that one here, but hey, what are you going to do? It's the world that we live in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. I just know we're in for, I don't want to say a rude awakening, but this is going to be a screw you time for these baseball players. And, I mean, who am I to say, you know, Alex Bregman was making $40 million this year. I don't think anybody's going to, you know, cry broke for him or Cody Bellinger or any of these guys. But to know that they're going to get squeezed, it's going to be interesting. You think Alonso will be back with the Mets?
I personally do think that David Stearns will cave in and just settle for a long-term deal with Alonso just because he means so much to the franchise. And at this point, he's consistent enough with his home run production and RBI production that you need to solidify that portion of your lineup, especially with a bunch of issues at the bottom of the lineup for the Mets. So he should be back. Do I think he's going to get the same amount of money he's expecting? Probably not.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough outing. So, yeah, we had all these players opt out. Bregman, Bellinger, Alonso, even Edwin Diaz said, no, screw you. Pay me. I need a longer-term deal with some more cash. So we'll see what happens in that regard. Either way, everybody is playing catch-up with the Dodgers, and God only knows what they do in free agency. As Bacha mentioned, anybody that's going to be willing to throw around cash, or if there is anybody, it will most certainly be the Dodgers. They say, hey, screw you. It's just 1 year. What does it matter? We got to pay Shohei for the next, 20 years. So who cares? The Dodgers dynasty, they are going nowhere. I don't even know who's moving around. I know who's going to be on the Dodgers next year. I see them winning another championship unless people just get hurt. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into some more NFL action. We're going to be joined by Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports. Sumer breaks down everything when it comes to stats, data, and information in the NFL. And we know tomorrow is a big day. The NFL trade deadline is upon us. We'll talk to Sam about who he thinks is moving, who might stay, what they might get moved for. We'll have that chat on the other side. You're locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got Monday Night Football already underway down in Arlington. Dallas Cowboys already threatening against the Arizona Cardinals. And so this will wrap up another week of the NFL season, but things are about to get real interesting. The NFL trade deadline takes place tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific. And we got quite a few teams that are in. We got some teams that are out. We got players who might be moving around to talk about what we can expect tomorrow, potentially, what we might need to look out for the rest of the season. Joining us right now is Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank y'all for having me.
Absolutely. And I know you guys are going to be covering the trade deadline tomorrow, right? To the minute, a live show?
That's correct. You can catch us on our Sumer Sports live show. We will be recapping all the trades that have happened, all the trades that will happen, what to expect from those moves, and more on YouTube, Sumer Sports. Check us out there.
Hey, we appreciate that. So what should we expect to look out for? I mean, we talked about this a little earlier on, especially the train wreck that the Bengals are right now. And then you have Trey Hendrickson. We knew that this was going to be his final season regardless. What do you think is going to happen with him?
Yeah, so typically when we're looking at the frequency of these trades, wide receivers and edge rushers are the top two that are traded. As a result, we saw Jalen Phillips traded from Miami to the Philadelphia Eagles today. The question just matters about who the Bengals truly think that they are. At points in the last 2 weeks, they've said that they are going to trade Trey Hendrickson. They said that they aren't. Currently, their offense with Joe Flacco being able to get the ball up in the air to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins has been performing extremely well. If they can just get any progression from the defense up from the dregs of the league, they could potentially win some games and maybe make a move in a pretty competitive but not extremely top-level talent division in the AFC North. So I think it's really going to be how they evaluate this team, how they evaluate the situation. There is one note here. Because they were able to reach a deal with Trey Hendrickson, they do still have the franchise tag in their belt if they want to keep him yet another year. As a result, I don't really think he's going to get moved. I think it will take too much compensation. I think this team still kind of thinks they have a little bit of juice, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. And he's a major part, or really the only major part of that defense that is a positive right now.
Wow. So, Sam, if you think Trey is going to be sticking around, is there any player that you think has a good chance of moving from his team tomorrow?
I think all eyes are going to be on the New Orleans Saints. Currently, they only sit with 5 draft picks in next year's draft. And right now, they're sitting with only 1 win. And that 1 win wasn't really all that great of a win in and of itself. They have several pieces that I think are very interesting. On the younger side, they have the wide receivers Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave. Wide receivers going back to 2002 are the most frequently traded players at this time of the year. And so I think teams will certainly be in the market for those two players. And then on the defensive side of the ball, they have 2 veterans, DeMario Davis and Cameron Jordan, who are Saints legends and who probably won't be moved unless they ask to be moved, and particularly won't be moved if they ask to not be moved. But I do think those 4 players will all receive interest from teams in this league, given that they can all probably contribute to a championship level team or boost a team who is looking for those positions of need.
Yes, Sam Bruckhaus is here with us from Sumer Sports. Well, we know that the Saints, they put Shuck out there for his first start yesterday. I know you got to bring in the assets, but are they also shorting him and trying to evaluate him this season with the moves?
I think they probably are trying to evaluate him. The question is you got to rebuild the entirety of the team. I think they are okay with their build right now, despite some recent struggles at their offensive line. They have 3 young players, Trevor Penning, who they've moved into the guard position and who likely won't command big time money in free agency. As a result, I think they're going to be able to get him back. And then they have the 2 highly drafted tackles, Talifuaga and Kelvin Banks at the left tackle position. I think they're okay with that build. Eric McCoy did tear his bicep. It's once again out for the year, as he has been for several years now. That being said, when on the field, he's probably the best center in the league alongside Creed Humphrey. So I think they're okay with their offensive line, but their positions of needs are ones that you have to target in the draft. Pass rusher, cornerback. You know, safety, these other positions, I think they want to build through the draft. And as a result, I think that they may prioritize getting draft capital back for players that they do not think they will bring back in the next year or two, a la Olave and Shaheed, in return for some premium draft capital.
Well, Sam, you talk about injuries. We look at the Chargers before the season. You know, they got guys going down. Now they lose an alt. Do you see them doing anything? Can they do anything to try to, you know, keep Herbert upright?
I don't really think they can do much. The least frequently traded positions in the National Football League going back to 2002 are offensive tackle, guard, and center. I don't really know how much there is for them to do right now other than try to add to the quiver other places. So I think the running back position may be one that they target. Maybe perhaps Tony Pollard with the Tennessee Titans could be a trade target. But I don't think there's much they can do on that offensive line. And frankly, that wide receiver and tight end group is looking pretty good. They're rotating 3 and 4 tight ends in. We've seen Aronde Gadsden, the rookie from Syracuse, be able to perform pretty well in the passing game. We've seen Keenan Allen, Ladd McConkey, Quentin Johnson all have pretty good years. I think they're kind of stuck with what they got on offense other than maybe at the running back position.
Yes, Sam Bruckhaus is here with us from Sumer Sports. Yesterday we saw what the Buffalo Bills did to the Chiefs, beating them in the regular season again. Is there anything that you think any of the top contenders might do? We've already seen the Eagles be very active.
Yeah, typically what we see with the top contenders is they go and raid these teams at the bottom who have, you know, depth pieces, guys who can be a wide receiver 3-4, add depth in this position. I think the Chiefs, for the first time in quite a while, they added Uche and DeAndre Hopkins last year. I don't really foresee them making any big moves per se. I do think the Bills could potentially target some help in their defensive secondary, but I just don't know what guys are out there. We're in an interesting position this year in that a lot of teams are starting to play more nickel, more dime, but we haven't really seen any of those fourth or fifth DBs step up to the plate really across the league as a whole, other than for the Seahawks, who had a blowout win and were able to shut the Commanders down yesterday. So I just don't know exactly what the move may be, but I could go see them, in particular the Bills, going to get some secondary help so that they can continue the success that they saw against the Chiefs yesterday.
Well, speaking of the Bills, there's a team that they have in the division that is not doing anything, and that's the Miami Dolphins, Sam. We saw that they already removed Chris Greer as the general manager. Yeah. I don't know if Dolphins can sink, but the team certainly is sinking. What are the prospects for the Dolphins the rest of this season and moving into the future? Because it seems inevitable. McDaniel's going to be gone, and then Tua, they got his contract. Eventually, he's probably not going to be the guy. How does this fall out or play out?
Yeah, I think in the next week, or the next day, really, we're going to hear rumors about Bradley Chubb being moved, as well as they did along with Jalen Phillips. They get a premium draft capital third-round pick for Jalen Phillips, who has been playing pretty well this year. Chubb has not been playing all that well. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the fifth or sixth-round pick that is moved for him, especially given the injury considerations that we've had to put on him in previous years. My biggest question, and I think the biggest question facing the Ross ownership group right now, is if you are going to draft a quarterback in this league, it helps to have a play caller, an offensive mind, and a head coach who has shown that he can develop quarterbacks. Despite recent poor play from Tua Tagovailoa, we've seen Mike McDaniel turn him into a Pro Bowler in previous years before the injuries came about, and we've seen him basically until this year put up top 10 EPA per play efficiency offenses every single year that he has been the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. And frankly, they're still holding on to it at this point. They've had a couple big games where he's been able to get it moving. We saw that he was able to get the ball to Jalen Waddle yesterday, who is starting to look like a true wide receiver one in this league. And so my biggest question is, if you're going to add precision passers like Ty Simpson or like Fernando Mendoza from Indiana in the draft, there's really not a better person to put them in a correct situation than Mike McDaniel. And if you're going to switch to a first-time head coach, there's an immense amount of risk. So unless there is something off the field, which there has been rumored to be, you know, chagrin in that locker room, especially with regards to Mike McDaniel and how he's running that team, it could be a real risky play to move away from a play caller who will probably immediately be hired as an offensive coordinator for a team with a young quarterback and then go develop that quarterback. So I think it's a real conundrum where Mike McDaniel has been able to keep this team competitive even last year when Tua got injured. Andy Weaver, despite the defense struggling quite a bit right now, did put up a top 10 EPA per play allowed defense last year. And so I think there may be a little bit more trust from the Ross ownership group towards Mike McDaniel and his staff than there really seems to be in the media. I think they think that they can flip the team, target a quarterback in the first in the first round, and that Mike McDaniel can develop that guy quickly and flip the team extremely quickly as compared to a long rebuild.
And as we hear, Sam, I see Draymond Jones is now on his way to the Ravens as well to try to help them out on defense. We know the Ravens are trying to turn things around. Do you think they'll be able to kind of run things a little bit and get into the postseason?
I mean, look, right now Lamar Jackson is second in expected points added per play amongst the 36 or so players who have had over 100 dropbacks. He's playing at a true Lamar Jackson level. The only thing to know with him is in previous weeks before the injury, he was getting sacked a whole bunch. I think he's going to clean that up now that he's had a couple weeks to get healthy, but he's playing his absolute butt off. And when he plays well, it follows that Derrick Henry is going to play well. Again, we saw that against the Dolphins. The big question is this defense. And that was the big question at the beginning portion of the year last year when they had not quite of a slow start as they've had this year, but a slow start in and of itself. We started to see signs that that defense will make some adjustments and shake back against the Dolphins. I think, especially given their divisional kind of setup, being able to play the Browns, being able to play the Bengals, and being able to face the Steelers team that may look good one Sunday and not look good at all another Sunday, I think if any team could do it and crawl out of the hole that they dug for themselves at the beginning of the year, particularly with Lamar injured, it would be a team with an MVP candidate and a defense which has shown that it can kind of flip the gears on like they did last year.
Well, we'll see how things continue on the rest of the season. So much to get into, so much to pay attention to tomorrow. Hey, Sam, we appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they can keep up with you, follow you, and then once again, check out the draft show tomorrow. Or excuse me, the trade deadline show.
Yeah, check us out on that live trade show. It'll be on YouTube and on Twitter, at Sumer Sports. That's S-U-M-E-R Sports. And you can also check out some great free data at sumersports.com. We have a new product called Sumer Brain, which is like ChatGPT for football. It has the deepest data, the most access to data, and the easiest way to access data on the internet. So go check that out as well.
Hey, Sam, we always appreciate the time. We'll catch you soon. Don't work too hard, okay?
Hi, it's the season. We're all working hard, man.
Yeah, tomorrow's a big day. Thank you, Sam. We'll catch you soon, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you to Sam Bruckhouse for joining us from Sumer Sports. NFL trade deadline is tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific. Let's see if any of these good teams decide to keep on adding pieces. Let's see if any of the bad ones give up some good players for some future assets. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got Monday Night Football already underway. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, you know, speaking of trades, the NBA season just started. And there's a couple of trades that might have to take place. And John Morant might be trying to force one. We'll get into that. We'll talk about Zion and the Pelicans. There's so much more to do. But right now, it's time for a newsflash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got this Monday Night Football game underway. About a minute left to go here in the first quarter. And this is not the shootout that you might have expected. Not yet. The Arizona Cardinals lead the Cowboys 3-2-0. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. So we'll keep you up to date as the game continues on. Still plenty of time for things to turn around. So we'll keep you up to date on that one. Thank you so much to Sam Bruckhouse for joining us in the last break from Sumer Sports to talk about the NFL trade deadline. It is tomorrow, Tuesday, November 4th at 4 p.m. Eastern. one Pacific. And so hey, you got Election Day, you have the trade deadline, and so there's a lot that will be going on. And speaking of trades, the NBA season just started, and we already have an issue with Ja Morant. This is just kind of nuts. Friday night, the Los Angeles Lakers played the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies lost 117 to 112. Ja Morant was 3 of 14 from the field. Yes, that is horrific. That's terrible. He had 8 points, 7 assists, and he played 31 minutes. There were parts of the game. I mean, you shooting that bad, he got pulled from the game. And so, as a result, after the game, he was asked about it. And let's just say he wasn't happy with Coach Isolo and his decision. And Ja Morant spoke to the media. He spoke to the press. Apparently, Coach was in the locker room before and let him know how disappointed he was in Ja Morant. And Ja Morant, when the media came to chat with him, well, listen to this.
What went wrong to you today?
Go ask the coaching staff.
Do you feel like, I mean, there was anything you could do differently, I guess?
You ask him. They had a whole spiel in here, so.
From the outside, it did, and the outside may be wrong, but from the outside, it didn't look like you had your usual energy tonight.
Go ask the coaching staff why.
Okay. You feel like you should play more?
Go ask the coaching staff. Should I play more or not?
What had been done? What could have been done different to get a different outcome, other than asking the coaching staff?
According to them, probably don't play me. Honestly, that's what basically the message was after. So it's cool.
The coaching staff message was it?
It's cool.
We good? You didn't have anything physically wrong in terms of illness or anything?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm fine.
Okay,
I'm fine.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Wow. Okay, and so following that, where he basically was, trashing the coaching staff, he was suspended one game for conduct detrimental to the team. The Memphis Grizzlies are playing a basketball game right now. He's already missed one game against the Raptors. Right now, the Grizzlies are taking on the Detroit Pistons. In this game, this minute, this second, Ja Morant has 10 points, 4 assists, and 3 rebounds. He's back. He's shooting 2 of 7. He's still not shooting the best, but at least he's out there on the court and on the floor. And so it seems like every year there's an issue with Ja Morant. Is it an injury? Is he playing with guns? Is he being a jerk? I mean, just last year, Taylor Jenkins, they pretty much got rid of Taylor Jenkins because Ja Morant didn't like how that offense ran. And so now here he is with a new head coach, and he's beefing with him too. And so I don't know, can we already call him a coach killer? I think the answer is yes. Taylor Jenkins is likely going to end up with a job and a gig probably sooner than later. But this situation with Ja Morant is just played out. He doesn't seem to be sincere with anything. He doesn't appear to be contrite. He's now throwing the coaches under the bus because of his own performance. I mean, bro, if you're shooting 3 of 14, what are you complaining about? Now we got to ask the coaches, and now you're throwing the coaches under the bus? And if there's any thought about moving on from Ja Morant, he's in a third year of a 5-year contract that's paying him $200 million. Ja Morant basically got the money. And Ja Morant said, screw all of this. I'm doing what I want. I mean, the guy was busted with the guns and got suspended. And the money is guaranteed. It's not going anywhere. And who would want Ja Morant at this point in time? Where are they sending him? He'd have to go to a strong team with a strong culture. And even if he did end up on that team, this is one of those situations where somebody goes, oh my God, if we bring on a headache player, are we going to be able to go out there and babysit him? You know, can we make him fit in? And I don't know. Ja Morant, there was a point in time where he looked like he was going to be one of the premier players in the NBA. The NBA does not promote Ja Morant. I know he's still a Nike athlete. Nike doesn't promote him probably the way that they would. And to me, he just seems like a lost cause who who's just always hurt. Is it his shoulder? Is it his knee? Is it his ankle? He's not the biggest dude in the world. He ain't flying to the basket the way that he used to, because he flies to the basket, he's getting his ass whooped. He is highly acrobatic. But between the injuries and the attitude and the issues, he's just is always complaining about something. I don't know if he'll ever be happy. And quite frankly, I don't know if his body is going to last. It's like John Moran is taking the money. He's playing when he wants to. He's complaining. And I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze. Who wants John Morant? Kind of crazy to think about this. Seems younger. He's already 26 years old. I don't look at John Morant as the type of guy who's going to, get better as he ages. Boccia, would you trade for John Morant?
I personally wouldn't at this point, just because has he really gotten that much better since his rookie season? I know the scoring points per game might have been going up, more assists per game, but efficiency is something that is important, and he really can't shoot. And in combination with everything he does off the court, I don't know why any other team would want him, especially if they have to give up multiple first-round picks.
Yeah, no, there's none. I mean, even if you take a look at his numbers, this is crazy to think. He's been in the league since 2019. 2019 to 2020, that COVID season was his rookie year, okay? And over the course of his career, and this is suspension, injuries, all things considered, and now he's 26 years old. He played 67 games, 63 games, 57 games, 61 games, 9 games. He played 50 games last season before his shoulder injury. And now here we are. He's only played 6 games this season. Has already been suspended for one of them. And you said it. He can't shoot. He goes to the basket, but his body size and his frame as he gets older, I'm not going to put him in Allen Iverson category. Allen Iverson was ridiculously dynamic as a scorer. A lot of people looked at his efficiency and said, what the hell is he doing? But one thing we knew is that Allen Iverson wanted to go out there and play. And I just don't think John Morant has that same fire in him. It's horrific right now. It's only 6 games into the season. John Morant is shooting 15% from 3. He's taking 5 threes a game, and he's not even making 1 3 a game. And his best shooting percentage from 3, 34% back in 2021-22. Yeah, this is not going to end well. They may be stuck together in a miserable marriage that yields absolutely nothing. And so I know we got the NFL trade deadline tomorrow. NBA trade deadline is not coming until February. But John Morant just looks like he wants to go. He wants to move on. Speaking of moving on, this may also be a situation that needs to get blown up. The New Orleans Pelicans also stink. And this, what a world. Both Zion and Ja Morant just selected in the same draft. And at one point in time, it's like, oh, well, which one do you want? Well, how the hell are both of these guys just pretty much tanking their teams? Well, Zion has tanked his team due to his lack of conditioning and health and fitness. And he got a big contract. He's lost out on some money, due to his own poor conditioning here. But the Pelicans right now, they've started the season 0-6. It might be time to take a look at Zion Williamson and get him the hell up on out of here. And he's already still dealing once again with hamstring issues. Boccia, you're going to have to lend this man a hamstring, okay?
I don't know how good mine are either. They're probably better than his.
I'm going to say, how is he hurt again?
Continued use? I don't know.
Damn. And now what is he going to do? He's hurt now. Is he going to get fat again?
I don't know. He's paying so many people and doing crazy workouts. He shouldn't be getting it back.
Yeah, he shouldn't be getting fat, but you never know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you an update on Monday Night football. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.